Hey, Santi. Hello. Welcome. Nice to see you.
Yes, it's been a while.
At least 5 minutes.
Yes.
Good.
You look the same.
Oh, man. And you're still eating your breakfast.
I was, yes. That's the perks of being at mum's, you know? Oh. Like, she doesn't make a simple breakfast. I don't make my own breakfast here. Like, every time I go back to my mother's, I become like a child, the child that I always was, you know? Like,
do you get treated better now that you're an adult than you
did? No, to be honest, I've been always very spoiled. My mom used to wake me up with a fresh handmade orange juice just to make sure that I get off bed, saying, you know, Santi, get off bed because the vitamins will vanish, you know, be quick, drink your oranges, you know. That was her strategy.
A little window into your spoilt childhood.
Oh, no.
I feel sorry for your wife. I mean, do you expect
that's why all my issues. I know. And my wife now, she's spoiling me too. Like, micromanaging me, like my mom does too, but spoiling me at the same time. I can't complain. It's not a bad life.
What a life, Santi.
Okay. I know.
I'm not sure. Focus on the pod to do this anymore after that revelation. But anyway, here we go. So, Santi and everybody, listeners, welcome. Good to have you back. And we're going to talk about something close to my heart today. Santi, could you just tell us what we're speaking about?
Yeah, today we'll talk about entertainment. Oh. We'll talk about TV series and things that we like. But we will talk specifically about how we can speculate about things that may or may not happen or will happen for sure in the show that we're watching.
I mean, this is important, essential conversation.
So you know? I think you like TV shows. I like TV shows more, but I like even more to speculate. Speculate is my favorite pastime. Speculation.
Fantastic. Well, you are the perfect presenter for the pod today, then.
Let's speculate.
Excellent. Before we got to do a little bit of marketing, okay? So just let me dive into that. Bienvenidos a todo mundo a los podcasts de Train Lang. Oh, aquí se puede aprender inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como tú, Santi. Tú eres una persona muy ocupada, ¿no?
Muy ocupada.
Hombre, entre desayuno, zumo de naranja. Almuerzo. Apenas tienes tiempo para trabajar. Pues mira, tranquilo, Santi. Puedes avanzar rápidamente y domina el idioma en solo unos minutos al día. ¿Se puede creer? ¿Tan fácil?
Muy
es
bien.
Posible con TrainLang. ¿Por qué? Pues porque nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google. Los mejores, Santi, ¿eh? Somos los mejores. ¿Eh? Y tienes la oportunidad de probarlo gratis. Es que...
Exactly. So, and it's true. Like, all our students are very happy with their courses. Yeah. So, yes, if you don't trust what we're saying, just go to Trustpilot or Google and just check. Because TrainLang is very well rated. I think it's the highest rated school in Spain. It's true. I've been checking. 4.9 is unbeatable.
Unbeatable. Amazing. Well, I mean, I have to be honest. There are a few students that that don't like me and they've given me some bad reviews.
But
if you're listening, I know who you are.
Matthew.
I know who you are. I know where you live. And just leave it like that. It's not finished. It's not over yet. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
We're full of rubbish, you mean.
Santi, tu futuro está solo un podcast de distancia. Hombre. Imagínate.
Eso.
Good. Now, you like speculating, and I like TV, so it's a good combination. That's and we right. have another top-quality dialogue provided by nuestro querido Stefan.
Yes.
Who is writing. I mean, he is just overworked and underpaid, you know? So I feel for you, Stefan, but we'll do our best with the dialogue that you've given us. Sandy, do you want to be person number one or person number two?
Any.
Okay.
Yeah, I can start this one.
Go on then, please, go for it.
So, hey, have you heard the news? They're making another Top Gun movie.
What? Another one? I mean, there's only one, so this is number two. But anyway, We imagine we're in the future, Stefan. Thank
2050.
I can't believe, Stefan, you chose a movie that there's only two. I mean, you could have used Neither Fast like and it. Furious. You could have used Star Wars, but no, you chose Top Gun. Okay. What? Another one? Which number is it? Number 8?
No. Number 8 was last year. This year, it is number 9.
Oh, right. Well, Santi, look, I'm not that excited. I mean, I might not even go and see it.
What? Why? You used to love them. I heard that you really love Top Gun Maverick because you're a big Tom Cruise fan.
Yeah, I know all the teachers at Trainline were talking about it. You know? My obsession, my unhealthy obsession with Tom Cruise. I did, but it... There's only so much you can get out of a story. And I guess I just, you know, I've gotten bored of it. Besides, the main character, I mean, how old is Tom Cruise now? He can barely walk. Most of what you see must be AI or computer generated. There's no way that he can run that fast.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But, you know, Top Gun without Tom Cruise doesn't make any sense. Besides, he was old 50 years ago already, but he's so fast. He's always running fast, you know? I think that at one point they must change the main actor.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I heard that he signed a 10 film deal, you know? A bit like me with the podcast. I signed a 10 podcast deal. They can't get rid of me. I'm here for 10 at least. So, you know, he's going to be there for a few more films. But it can't be healthy for a 98-year-old man to be flying planes like that.
You're totally right. And it can't be safe either for the people on the ground. But he does have some amazing ideas, though. That's why it is a must to see a film like that for me.
Yeah, well, you know what, Santi? You might be disappointed this time.
No, maybe fun. Okay. So then, what are you looking forward to watching?
Well, I can't wait to watch Indiana Jones number 18.
What? You can't be serious.
Good, Santi. Nice
that's more that. Probable, Indiana Jones 18.
I think but so. At this now rate, that's, yes. Yeah, that's definitely more probable.
In 5, yes. Mission Impossible will get there. Because I think they're on the 8th and 9th, something like that.
I lost count. It must be up there somewhere. Yeah.
I love them. I love all of them.
Which one is the best?
I think the past two ones have been the best ones. They're getting better. The first three were very bad. I don't really like them. But, well, the third one was okay. But, yeah, Mission Impossible is getting better and better. We like action movies.
I mean, I think I prefer the Bourne. You know, Jason Bourne. I like...
Similar. Jason Bourne is similar to the latest Mission Impossible. It's the same sort of action, you know, but good plot.
Good hardcore violence.
Lots of things happening.
Yeah, good.
We want plot.
That's what we like. No, good plot, plenty of violence. That's what I like from my...
But it's not, it's sort of PG violence, like Indiana Jones violence. That's sort of, you know, there's violence but no blood.
Okay, there we go. PG-13. So, Sandy, how do we speculate? We've got some key words here that we can use and we want to speculate.
Yeah, let's speculate. But first, because I think it will be a good idea, if you haven't done this, to subscribe to our channel. Because, I mean, I really love doing this podcast with you. And I would really not want to miss one of these podcasts. So the only way of not missing the podcast is by subscribing. So if you like it, just press the bell so you can get like this kind of like reminder. Also, we can we have also podcasts in Chinese, in Korean, and on Korean, no, in Japanese and in English, not Korean, but it would be a good idea to have Korean podcasts. So if you are interested, you can also check those.
And I think, you know, listeners, you've got to check out Santi in the Chinese podcast, because it's a really strange thing that happened. Your personality changes, Santi, when you're speaking Chinese.
So, well, I speak more in Spanish cool. in that one. It's
I like
on the Chinese one. I learn Chinese more than anything.
I think you're being modest here. Modest. But yeah, good. Please subscribe to the channel, give it a big like, and yeah, make us rich. Good. Okay, so Santi, three modal verbs we can use for speculating. We've got one to express strong deduction. When we're sure something's going to happen, what can we say?
So when we're sure of something, if it's the present, we will use must. So we would say must, and because it's a modal verb, afterwards we use another verb, infinitive.
Sometimes you're watching a film, though, and you recognize the face of somebody. That must be the guy from...
That must be Tom Cruise again.
Must be Tom Cruise. Very good. Yeah. Very good. But what if you want to speculate about the past?
So if it's a strong deduction, like something that you're quite sure, almost 100%, and it's in the past, you could say that must have been Tom Cruise. You know, that movie that we watched, that must have been him.
Hey.
So let's must just... have and then past participle.
Fantastic, Sandy. Very good. Must have, always, and the past participle. This is column number 3 from those terrible days in English class in school.
Column number 3. Oh, the third column.
Lots of people still having therapy about column number 3. You
know? Column number 3.
What about if it's not so certain, Sandy? If it's just a possibility, how can we express that?
We have many options for this. When we are not that sure, but we can say may or might, could, things like that. And then infinitive. So if we're talking about present, it's may, might, could, and then infinitive. Might be Tom Cruise.
It may be Tom Cruise. it's going to be Tom Cruise, of course.
But if it's negative, it's may not or might not be
Tom Cruise. Okay. And I think, I don't know about you, Sandy, but I think the negative of might is not so common. No, it mightn't. I mean, people do mightn't. Say it. Not an easy one, that I don't think.
No,
at least
I never heard you saying it.
Yeah, no, mightn't.
No, may not.
May not. Yeah,
may not is better.
What about if it's a negative deduction? There's no way. It's impossible.
If it's a past of 50-50 thing, we also put half. So it's very simple. It's like the 100% probability when we're sure about something is a strong deduction. We said it was must and have, but with the possibility we also add the half, so it's it may have been Tom Cruise, for example, or might have been, or could have been, so we just add half.
Okay.
And now what you're asking, when we know it's definite no, we use can't or couldn't.
Right, good. Okay. So maybe you're watching a film and it's really exciting and it's coming to the end and it just finishes. It just finishes like that, you know? And you're like, it can't have finished. It can't have finished, no? Impossible. Okay. But it has.
Oh. It has, yes.
Okay.
It's over.
Or maybe it's just your internet connection has gone down.
It couldn't have finished, but it did finish, yes.
It did. Oh. Okay, so it's can't plus infinitive for the present, and the participle we need if we're talking about the past, couldn't have plus the past participle. Good, Santi. Well, listen, Santi, we need to know then, you like speculating. I hear there's a few new films coming out. For example, I think it was yesterday I was reading Gladiator 2 coming out this summer. What do you think about that?
I really liked the last one, but I was very young. I don't know, because, you know, with Ridley Scott, you never know. Like, he makes good movies and then he makes rubbish movies. And so we never know with Ridley Scott. It can be anything, but it we will look at it. I didn't watch Napoleon.
No.
So I don't know what to think. Yes.
I think he likes making these big.
It may be okay.
Ah, there's our speculation.
I would not say it must be great. No, but it may be. Maybe.
It can't be. It can't be any good because Russell Crowe is not in it. No, he died in the first one. So it can't be. It can't be good, I don't think.
But who's the actor now?
I'm not sure. I think I saw Denzel Washington.
Really?
Look at that. Well,
he played Macbeth, so what? Everything could be possible.
I think I saw Tom Cruise.
It must be Tom Cruise.
It must be Tom Cruise. It must have been. Gladiator 9.
Gladiator 9, he will be there.
Stefan, Stefan.
Oh man, it's fine. I wish Santi, I was
sorry. So oh, you've left me as always wanting more. What can I do? What can I do? First of all, I can find the right banner to
yes. So if you want more, please study English. It's not so difficult. It seems impossible to learn a language, but if you are constant and you have a good strategy, you can do it. And the best help you can get is from us. So please go to trainland.com and select the course that suits better your circumstances. So even if you want to learn English or French or German or any other language, we have an online campus for that. And so you're welcome.
Huh? Hey, fantastic. What's your favorite thing about the campus, Santi? What do you like the best?
Well, the best thing is, in my opinion, is that you can learn the language that you're learning at your own pace.
Right.
Sometimes, of course, we need a teacher that teaches us grammar and things like that. But sometimes we want to learn on our own, and I really like to learn on my own. And the campus allows us to do that. So you will find lots of exercises and listening exercises and lots of things and forms that will help you to improve English, in this case, at your own pace.
Hey, that's cool. I'm going to go the other way and say I like the webinars. So, you know, you can have fun and meet people, learn. Everybody's more or less got the same level, so you don't feel embarrassed or, you know, and it's like, it's good fun. It's good fun. So two things to check out, huh? Campus and the webinars. Santi, thank you very much. It's been a blast.
The best time ever. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. No, next time, I want to be at your mum's and have that breakfast. Eh? So,
oh, yes, you should.
Yeah,
she will like it. She will love you.
Santi, thank you very much. See you next time.
Big hug, Matthew. Bye-bye.
Bye now.